Today we'll be doing Sif Mem Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Kosov Kol Ha'arba Afarshios Beklafech Ad Kshirim Mafilu In Revach Beinam Uvelvad Sheyehichudah Moshicha Bein Kol Bayis Uvayis. So if a person went ahead and wrote all four parshios on one cloth, again this is for the Shel Rosh, so b'diyeved it's kosher even if there's no space in between them, provided that you have a little bit of a separation, some kind of a corridor string separating each compartment of the Shel Rosh. Shel Yad Kosev Ha'arba Afarshios Beklafech Ad VeGolelo San Misofan Leschilasan VeChorich Klafa. When it comes to the Shel Yad, you write all four parshios on one cloth, you roll it back to the beginning, and then you tie on top of it another cloth, and then on top of that, you tie the hair of a calf of an eagle, just like by the Shel Rosh. If you went ahead and wrote the four parshios of the Shel Yad on four separate pieces of cloth, and you put them all into one, and you put them into the four compartments, so then your yotzei, provided that the leather is covering the four batim, so that it looks like one bias. And the Rama says, "V'haminag l'davka b'devek sheyehei hakol k'klaf echad v'yizaru lito devek kasher." So the minag is that we glue it all together so it looks like one cloth, and you have to be careful to make sure that you use glue which comes from a kosher animal. So the Mishnah Berurah Tzivkat and Reish Tazayin tells us a filu in Rotzolomar v'kosher kenke sheyesh revach bein haparshios sheyuchal l'choscham v'yishtayir k'day hegev gvil l'cholachas t'shapir domei after the isak siva k'savan b'klaf echad. Meaning, the Mishnah Berurah is certainly in a case where you have space between the parshios, where you're able to cut them apart into distinct parshios so that you have a blank space in between each one. That for sure would be okay, even though at the time that you wrote the parshios initially, it was all written on one cloth. So the Achronim write that even though in a scenario where you don't leave any space between the parshios, you physically won't be able to stand up the parshios, you have to lie them down on their sides. But that notion of standing them up is only a din l'chatchila. Therefore, the tefillin would still be kasher. Oh, meshicha rotzolomar dechemin shekasav parshios beor echad. So the Mishnah Berurah says that since the parshios were written on one piece of leather, one piece of parchment, so you have to divide the leather by using a cord or a string or some kind of a sinew, just like we do for our batim, in order to make it clear that there are four separate batim. When it comes to writing the parshios on four separate pieces of cloth, you don't have to put them into the separate compartments. So we assume, like those poskim, who say that you should make a distinction between each of the compartments. But the Taz writes that if you didn't make that distinction between the four batim, so b'diavad it would still be okay. Certainly, if you put it into one compartment, into one bias, that would be even better. So if you went ahead and put them into one bias, even though you would be yotze, but lechanchila, it's a good thing to do to stick them together. Even though we say that lechanchila. You should try to write the four parshios on one cloth for the Shel Yad. So if you went ahead and wrote them on four separate pieces of cloth, as long as you glue them together, then you would still be yotzei. If you found a mistake in the fourth parsha, then you can cut it away from the one cloth and rewrite it as a separate cloth, and it would still be yotze. Devek kosher, rotsalomar mi behematar, the glue must come from a kosher animal. V'chasav v'prima gadim, there's a rak l'mitzav alo li'ikuvah, given the hadibuk in a ma'akev, v'melein k'peid b'meh b'dabek. The prima gadim says that's only l'chadchil, you have to use the glue of a kosher, from a kosher animal, because since the glue is not ma'akev b'diyavid, therefore it's only a din l'chadchila, that it must come from a kosher animal. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Memches tomorrow.